Blog Talk Radio.
Off niggas who never know your worth. If somebody gon' love you, they should put you first. They should love you when you're good, even when you at your worst.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you really wanna say yes to me right now?
Say yeah.
Don't deny what you feel. Let's be real. Don't you wanna really say yes to me right now?
Size make you nervous,
yeah.
Do you think I'm a hurting? Yeah, I'ma put it in you so deep. You can feel me coming to the end of next week. You can feel me tongue kissing in between your knees. So you can't feel nothing from your waist to your feet. Goddamn, goddamn. Oh, I knew you just needed a real nigga. That's what I'ma be to the end. I'ma be the only kind of friend. You ain't gotta pay back what I'm putting in. Deposits on your neck, on your face, on your chest. Show me where to put it.
Yeah.
And all you gotta do is say,
don't you really wanna say yes to me right now?
Say yes.
Don't deny what you feel. Let's be real.
Let's be real.
Don't you wanna really say yes to me right now? Somebody to undress you, lay it down in section. I mean, you know I got plans for you all night. Don't you want somebody that's gonna live for you? Somebody to get money with, never on that funny shit.
Yeah.
Don't you really wanna say yes to me right now?
Say yeah.
Don't deny what you feel. Let's be real. Don't you wanna really say yes to me right now?
Say yes, but I know you want to.
Don't you really wanna say yes to me right now? Don't you wanna really say yes to me right now?
Yo, what's up here? This Threats. That's right. This Threats, pimp. And I'm serious about mine. I'm so sincere. And I
What up, haters and lovers? You have the Haters and Lovers show. Sorry, we're running a little late. Had some technical difficulties, got things worked out. Definitely just wanted to kind of just do a more intimate show, just Brittany and I just kind of more talking about more serious things. Not really focused on the guests or anything tonight. Since we were late, I did add a little bit of extra time to the show. Didn't want to shortchange y'all or whatever. So we're definitely going to go ahead and get Brittany on the line. Trying to get into some self-care, self-love, just taking care of ourselves. So, coming to y'all from the tri-state area, have my co-host, Brittany.
It's Brittany, bitch. I see you.
You there?
Well, hello.
What up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. I'm kind of excited about today's show. Just want to talk about some things that I've been experiencing myself and also some things I've been observing. So definitely want to get into some self-love, self-care things.
You know, I've got some things to say.
So, like I said, I put some extra time on the show since we're running late. So, we're here till 9:30, I believe. So,
okay.
Yeah. But no, just recently, I've heard about how people kind of neglect like their mental health and stuff like that. But recently, mm-hmm. I've been able to kind of experience that firsthand and see it with people in like society. I really just kind of understand more that even though some people take it seriously, some people grew up in households where it was kind of taboo or it was kind of hush-hush, or you really didn't kind of too much talk about mental health issues and stuff. Especially like in different generations, like different, you know, time periods when you're growing up and stuff. I think nowadays, with this generation of people who are like teenagers and preteens and, you know, like early adults and stuff like that, mental health is talked about a lot more. And it's taken a lot more seriously, just for the damage it's done on previous generations and things that we've experienced and people around us that we see in like our age group. People really just kind of need to take mental health seriously as well as physical health. You kind of got to think of it like if you have a big infected wound on your arm, you got to go ahead and take care of that immediately. But what about emotional wounds and like what about internal scars? You know what I'm saying? A lot of times those things go unnoticed. I think that's something that definitely needs to be taken a lot more seriously, as far as self-love and self-care. Those two kind of go hand-in-hand when it comes to mental health. I don't know, what are you thinking when you think of, like, self-love and self-care?
Well, definitely from back in the day to now, you know, mental health and mental awareness is definitely a lot more spoken. You know, I mean, nothing wrong with, you know, because I know it's been in my family, it's probably been in yours where, you know, they'd be like, you know, we just going to pray about it, but it takes a little bit more than prayer. To fix what's going on. And so I always urge people, and, you know, I really do see that it happens a lot within our community as well. It's like, you know, a lot of people don't want to go to a doctor. And it's like, I'm sorry, but self-healing, if that wound is really deep, it's not going to work, you know. And there's nothing wrong with talking about it with someone that's not going to have, you know, a biased standpoint, someone that's not going to be judgmental. Is it someone, at the end of the day, that is their profession? And they're here to help you, you know, and I feel like that's something that you should not be ashamed of at all. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like people need to get out of that frame of, oh, I don't want to tell somebody all my deep, dark secrets, you know, because you're just going to be sitting on this couch and judging me. No, they are not. They will be the last person to sit there and judge you. It's because, you know, that's their profession. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's like to somebody, if you have to take medication, listen, if it's going to keep you balanced, I don't see what the problem is. You know, if it's
mm-hmm.
not making you do harm to yourself and others, what's wrong with it? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like, and then on top of that, you don't got to tell everybody your business.
mm-hmm.
I don't know why people feel like they have to tell every single step that they do in their life. You know what I mean? If you want to keep that to yourself and say, hey, you know, I see my therapist or a psychiatrist, you don't got to announce that to the world if you don't want to. You're not
mm-hmm.
obligated. You know what I mean? You're doing what's best for your mental health. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of like a teeter-totter situation. You know, some people, they're forward, and other people, they're like, no, and other people, they're just in between, and they just don't know which way they want to go. So,
mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes people are reluctant to kind of their mental health because of so many stupid little stigmas and stuff that people in society have placed on just being aware of your mental health. Like, I don't see what's wrong with knowing what's going on with you. You know what I mean? Like, you need to take care of you. Can't nobody else, like, the first step to going to the doctor is admitting that you have something wrong. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just like, I feel like sometimes people be so worried about what would everybody else think. What would everybody else think? What would everybody else think if you flipped out one day?
Oh, okay.
What would everybody else think if you committed suicide or something and you never talked to nobody about your thoughts and what was going on? Like, for real.
I just want people, my thing is, you know me, why do you give a fuck about what other people think? Because a lot of the times the ones that sit there and judge you, believe me, baby, they don't got all their shit together. They just put on the facade
mm-mm.
to make it seem like they got it all together. And 9 times out of 10, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
They really and truly don't. I really feel like if people forget less, stop worrying about what other people think about them, the better off they will be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, why do you care? They don't take care of you. What they eat do not make you shit. So, it's like, I really feel like we're in a society now where it's just like everybody needs this type of validation. And you need approval. Why? Why do you feel like you need that?
That's a good question.
Uh-huh.
I was just saying, that's a good question. I think that a lot of times, that just shows you sometimes how people grew up. Like, you know how you have some people who have parents that were, like, very involved in everything that they did, and then some people's parents just didn't care. Not really that they didn't care, but they had multiple kids, and so they had to have multiple jobs, and a lot of times they couldn't make PTA meetings and band practice and homecoming games and football games. You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of times people be searching for validation and stuff because of just comparing themselves to other people and lack of confidence in themselves.
Yeah, I don't see. I just wish I could give more people my I don't give a fuck attitude about things. You know, because, you know, honestly, you know, something, we all have been through that. But I think it comes a point in your life when you're just like, you know, at one point I was, when I was younger, you know, I felt like I needed validation. And then after that, I'm just sitting here like, why the fuck am I doing this now? Because that one is validation. I was like, yo, y'all situation more fucked up than mine. So I was like, why do I need validation from y'all again? You know, I don't know. I don't know. Anything I ever did in my life, I did because that's what I wanted to do. It wasn't so for validation purposes. At the end of the day, it was just because of I wanted to challenge myself to see how far I could go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And you know something, and I think that's a, because I know I put on my Instagram, I think a lot of times we end up forgetting how far we've come. And
mm-hmm.
I feel a lot of times we forget to give ourselves of our own validation. We
mm-hmm.
rely so much on others, but we forget to give it to ourselves and remind ourselves how far we came. And
mm-hmm.
to be our own type of cheerleader and say, you know something, you did that shit, okay? You know,
mm-hmm.
and I think we really do forget that because we're so worried about others until you actually sit back and you think about it. And you say, you know something? I came a long way, and I don't give myself enough credit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really does come with self-love. I really do think, you know, a lot of times we rely so much on others to love us that we forget how to love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And because the only person that's going to love you unconditionally and give you the type of love that you want is really yourself, to be honest, because
mm-hmm.
random love come and goes. And that is really going to love you for you is you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we all, at the end of the day, we hope that we find some type of companionship that, you know, they will love you as much as you love yourself. But in meantime, in between time, you need to love yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know.
Amen, Pastor.
You said what?
I said amen, Pastor.
Okay, I'm... You know, it's just like, honestly, it doesn't come from others. Happiness comes from yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's like, the more that you just accept who you are, and if there's something you want to change it for yourself, not for others.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you want to sit there and do something, do it, that's because you want to do it, not
mm-hmm.
because you're trying to appease to other people, because people are never going to be satisfied. People are always going to find something to pick. You can sit there and
mm-hmm.
think you've done everything to the T what somebody else wants, but believe me, they will find something. They will
mm-hmm.
always find something. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know. I see so many females in our community, males included, you know, and it's like they're searching, but I feel like a lot of times you're just searching for all the wrong things, and you should be searching
mm-hmm.
within yourself. You know, wait, I'm going to stop preaching, Lord.
If you're listening from GoTalkRadio.com, hello, how are y'all? If you want to call in and chip in the conversation, call us at 949-209-2965. Again, that's 949-209-2965. We will bring you on the air.
Yes.
Mhm. So, yeah, we're just talking about self-love, self-care. But I do feel like a lot of times, like I was saying, it does go back to just insecurities and things that people have lacked in their lives. And a lot of times, some people can fake it so well that the lie becomes real, you know what I'm saying? Then that's when more issues arise. Like, that's where a lot of times you see a lot of mental health situations kind of spiral out of control, because then the person doesn't know who they are. And that's wild too. Like when you get to that point, that's crazy. Like that's what you gotta say, you gotta take the proper precautions for things, you know what I'm saying? When it comes down to not just your mental health, but your health in general. Like, listen to your body for real. Like, I'm going through some stuff right now. I wish I had paid attention when I was noticing different things like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And now I'm in a situation where I gotta just let it go on ahead and do what it's gonna do. But you know, you just gotta, you, and sometimes, you know what I mean, we get so engulfed with everything that we have going on, something suffers. Whether it be spending time with family or not getting to do the things that we necessarily want to do, you know, sometimes we kind of get to a place where everything else kind of runs our life, but what we want takes a back seat, you know what I mean? And when we, like, as adults, we have to really get to the point of being accountable for our decisions and being accountable for our own health and things too. Because it's like the natural instinct is to kind of stop or slow down when we get sick. Like if somebody get a cold, all right, let me just chill. I ain't gonna do nothing. You know what I mean? Let this little cold go ahead and do what it's gonna do. But then as soon as it's done, you right back at it. So yeah, a lot of times we really just gotta, you gotta schedule time for you. You gotta schedule time to take care of yourself. Because if not, you be regretting it for real.
You know, and that's so true because, you know, Sandra, I asked my bestie, because she was like, you know what? She was, I was talking to one of my other friends, and she was like, I really forgot what it is that I love to do. And I said, bestie, like, let me tell you something. I said, before all of this, I said, your ass stayed in Barnes and Noble, okay? Like, you got a new book every time you went in. She said, you know what, Brittany, I totally forgot about that. I said, because, you know, we get so wrapped up in things. And, you know, you do need to take time for yourself. You know, everything isn't about work. It's about what are you doing for yourself as well. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, people got this concept, oh, I need the bags. Okay, the bags. Now, what is it that you need? Okay? Because it's like, what do you need for your own sanity? And it's like, I don't know. I think we get lost and we get caught up in the wrong things, you know. It's like we get caught up so much in other people's lives, but at the end of the day, that's not our life to be focused on. You know, and it's just like, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, I do be, you know, I be on the Shade Room, like, the drama and stuff like that, but I be reading some of the people, I'm like, y'all too invested in other people's lives. And I'm just like, it's not that deep. You getting a paycheck to be that invested in their lives? You know what I mean? It's just like, I wonder, are you investing that much time into yourself as you doing in other people? Tell you. Those celebrities, if their life depended on it, they wouldn't know your ass. But you know them. Isn't that a problem?
All in their business.
You know,
knowing about
the
kids, what
they
done did, how all of that. I'm not invested in folks' lives like that. I'm sorry. I like a little teaspoon every now and then.
How many
pimples
they got on
their
ass? Like what?
Yeah, I'm saying I take a little tea every now and then. I like a little teaspoon.
Okay.
But I ain't about to be all in folks' business. I'm not the type of person to go looking for some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
I take a little tea spillage, though. I'll take that.
You know? Okay, you know, I may dibble dabble. Some of them celebrities don't be liking what I be saying because of the truth, but.
hmm.
I still laugh about that one.
Mm.
But you know, but it's like I feel like in order to love yourself, you have to accept the good, the bad, and the ugly about yourself, because everybody has the good, the bad,
mm-hmm.
and the ugly. And if it's something that you don't like about yourself, for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's always going to be some things about you that you really just have to be like, you know something? I'm not willing to change that. And it's either you're going to accept me or fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you can't lose yourself trying to be an image that somebody else wants you to be. That's
mm-hmm.
that's not you. You know what I mean? It's about being your authentic you. And
mm-hmm.
hey, there's some things about me I tell somebody, hey, I try to fix it as much as I possibly can, but I can't change it because this is who I am. You know what I mean? And I'm not willing to change it because that's just who I am, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think the step to actually having self-care, self-love is really knowing who you are. And if you don't,
mm-hmm.
it's okay, because we always change. We always do. That's part of evolving. You know,
definitely.
You know, everything, there's going to be things that's going to change about you. Hell, your taste buds is going to change. You know, the way you want to
your
change,
allergies
going to
change.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. Everything changes, and that's fine. You know, and it is. It's when something changes. It's either what are you going to do about it, or you're going to be binded to it, and you don't never want to be binded to it. You know, at
mm-hmm.
the end of the day, shit is always going to happen. And, you know, at first, yeah, you're going to panic a little bit, but it's like, what do you want to do now? What are the steps? Because at the end of the day, whatever happened, you can't change it. It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit didn't hit you in the face. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's either you're going to wipe the shit up off your face, or you're going to let it manifest and put pimples on your face. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't get people. That's probably why I like people and don't like people at the same time. I do. The more I get older, baby, they always said that about my sign. I was like, oh, Kansas don't like people. I was like, no, I love people. And now I'm getting older. I was like, you know what? They were right. They were right. I like people and can't stand them at the same time. I am.
Oh,
I said, you know what? I don't like people. You know, but what am I going to say? And, you know, I want people to know, like, there's nothing wrong with asking for help. I don't know why people think it's so hard to ask for help.
Mm.
Asking for help does not make you weak. It makes
uh-huh.
you smart.
Huh.
I want people to stop thinking because you ask for help, that means you, like, you're incapable of something. I want people to stop
uh-huh.
doing that. The only way you'll be dumb is if you don't open up your mouth, because nobody's
uh-huh.
going to know what you're going to do until you say something.
Uh-huh.
There is no such thing as no damn mind reader. Miss Cleo, she proven that. There is no such thing as no mind reader. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And people are not going to know what's going on with you unless you said something. I can't take people. They be getting mad at somebody else. And it's like, bitch, how am I supposed to know what you're going through?
You know what I mean? You acting like you fine. Everything's copacetic. So how am I supposed to know? How is anybody supposed to know? You sitting here going with you just going through the gigs. You just going through the gigs. Who's supposed to know that? I'm just saying. You know, people be killing me. You know, and
look, I'll be like, shit. I'll be like, going through my own shit is hard enough. I don't know what the hell you got going on.
Wow.
Like, shit, I'm dealing with my own shit over here. The hell?
Yes. That's another thing. Stop relying on other people to save you. You should be willing
like,
to save yourself.
Like, ma'am, I'm trying to save myself right now. I ain't got time,
okay?
All right.
Seriously. This is not a fairy tale. You know what I mean? It's like, I want people to start getting with people and expect the other person to save them for what they was already going through before that person came along. What steps are you
people
doing?
Doing that in friendships too? Shit. you ever had that one friend that when they call or text, like as soon as you see they got their man, you be like, fuck this nigga here. All right, okay. Okay, let me see what she got going on today.
You know, it's like, you know, it's like, okay, it's okay, you know, like, well, me, it depends on the person. There's some people, you know, I have the patience for it. And there's others. And there's others I'll be like, now, bitch, I'm not going to keep repeating myself because you're getting on my nerves now. But I am trying.
Well, I know I'll be stressing you out because I'm the friend that will call and ask for advice and then do what the fuck I want to do. But we're not going to go down. So I apologize now. I just be wanting to hear it from somebody else.
Listen, we've been rocking with each other for years. And you know something? You hard-headed, but I do like get it. I'm still going to say it. It's going to click. And when it clicked, I mean, it's such a relief that it clicked. You know, but it's okay because I know you be telling me, you be like, listen, did you do what I told you? No, not yet. No, I ain't do it yet. But it is okay, though, because in the end of the day, like, you know, I say it like this. It's okay to say no sometimes. Okay, you don't have to sit there, and it's just like, sometimes you just got to tell people, you know, I just need a mental break. I don't want to think about what's going on with me. I don't want to think, I just want just to clear my mind. And it's okay. I want people to stop thinking like, if you say no, that makes you a bad friend. No, it does not. Okay. Okay, I take breaks from my friends because I know after a while they're going to get on my damn nerves because it's going to be little things because I'm very observant. It's going to be the littlest thing that somebody else will pay attention to that I do, and it's going to make me not like them.
Mm-mm.
Because that little thing that I notice is going to get on my nerves. So I take little sporadic breaks. And it's fine. So I can come back and be my crazy, silly self. That's fine. Okay?
Mm-mm.
I'll disappear for a little bit.
ain't nothing wrong with me. I just need a break.
Other people's shit can run off on you. Like, other people's shit can really rub off on you and have your whole fucking day fucked up. Like, for real.
Yes. Because I've definitely got calls. I'm like, what's going on now? Okay. And I just be like, are you surprised? I'm not surprised. Why are you acting surprised? I'm not surprised. You tell me about this individual. We're not gonna sit here and act like we didn't know, like, this is the type of person they are, okay? But you know what? I'm not doing this with you.
Okay.
But you know, listen, it's either you want to think a person is worthwhile to stick it out with, or it's just okay to say, you know something, I thought I could handle it, but I'm going to be a man and a woman, I'm coming to tell you that I can't. And that doesn't make that person a bad person. It doesn't.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't make them a bad person. It's just the fact that you just can't be what they want from you.
Mm-mm.
And it's okay to say that to someone. It's okay to be honest. Honest, to me, honesty is the best policy.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, it depends how you do, though. Now, see, you can do
some
the right way.
Some people just be going too hard. Like, wait a minute, damn, shit.
Mm-hmm. It's
mm-hmm.
like,
you act like
know.
They stole your dog. They say, fuck you, kiss my ass, bitch. Like, damn. Why you have to go hard on them like that?
You know, now I will say, being honest is the right way and wrong way of doing it. I will say that. Okay? There's a right and a wrong way of doing things. Okay? And I'm just saying, whatever you put out on the earth into the world, it's going to come back to your ass. I'm just saying.
You can't be talking to people any kind of way. Like,
And you know,
you know me.
I had to learn that slowly but surely. I am learning that because I know my clapback is lethal. But I am starting to learn that there is a time and place for everything. And I don't gotta be so rough for somebody to understand where I'm coming from. And I am definitely learning that, especially if I know this person is delicate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's just like, I'm like, all right. Sometimes I'm like, you know, sorry, let me take a step back, because I don't need for this person to be shambled in 20 more billion pieces because I had to put a slap on them or something. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm definitely learning it for myself that, you know, I don't have to be as thorough to the point where it's like I done hurt a person's soul, okay?
You know what I just thought of when you said that?
You said what?
I said I'd deliver us from evil. Oh, shit.
Oh, you think I was acting like Gabrielle?
The way you just said it, I can see that in my head. Like, damn.
Now, Gabrielle, that movie, she was a, oh, am I like that now, Lord? I'm telling you, I'm
trying
to change.
Games. I was like, shit.
You know,
I'd be like, you know what, ma'am, you're good where you're at. I'm sorry, I bothered you, okay?
Okay. You know, that's why I'm trying to change. I'm changing before I get to an age, and I'm just like, nope, this is what the fuck it is. I'm changing as much as I can before I get to the stubborn age. And I'm just like, you know, because I have a feeling when you get to like your mid 30s, that's when the stubborn is starting. It's going into that sunken place, okay? So I'm trying
not
to,
that sunken place.
Because, you know, when you start getting older, it's like, your stubbornness is getting to that sunken place, which is like, you know, there's no coming back from that. It is what it is. That's the stage it's going into. It is what it is. And so I'm like, okay, so I'm trying to change what I can while I'm still in my early 30s, okay? Before I get into that funky place is going to be like, what the fuck for me, okay?
I'll be like, Brittany, I don't know what's going on with her, so I mean, right.
Because, man, people try to take my kindness for a week, so I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do that. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I can't believe, like, wins. Don't do that. It's like, don't do that with me.
The sunken place is, oh, no. We can't have that. I'd be like, friend, I had noticed some things going on. You want to talk about it? I had noticed some things. I didn't know if you had needed somebody to talk to, or, you know.
Saying, I just be like, you know what? Ooh, I be having a woosah. I'm like, ooh, okay.
Because we know some folks that went to that sunken place.
You know?
Girl. I can't.
But the sunken place, that went into the black hole.
That nigga said, hi.
That went into the black hole, that one. I was like, no.
I got some concerns.
You know. It's okay, though. It's okay. You know,
but for real. People got to get into some regimens and stuff, too. Like, take yourself on a date, you know what I'm saying? Go get some coffee by yourself. Go to the movies by yourself. Come home and relax sometimes. Take a hot-ass bubble bath and just put your phone on Do Not Disturb. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes. Okay.
Come home and just say fuck everything and everybody and cry that shit out if you need to.
Okay. You are right. And you know that I want people to stop thinking, because if you do take yourself out on a date, if you do go to the movies by yourself, if you go shopping, anything by yourself, that does not mean that you are a lonely person. I want people to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's like, why do you have to feel like, you know, you don't got no friends, or you don't got this, or you don't got that, if you're doing something by yourself? Okay? Because to be honest, between God and the push of your mama, you was by yourself when you was born. Okay?
Hmm.
And when you die, it's going to be one person in that coffin.
Hmm.
Okay? So, you came into this world by yourself. So why do you feel like, but you know something, a lot of people don't like being by themselves, and I realize this, is because I really do feel like that. I feel like if you can't stand to be by yourself, this is something that you don't like about yourself. Or sometimes people don't want to face reality, and you know, and it's just like, a lot of times you don't want to find out about yourself. Why wouldn't you want to find out about yourself? It's like you don't want to find out about yourself, but you want somebody to love you.
Mm.
How do you expect somebody to love you if you don't love yourself? Because that shit shows.
Mm-hmm.
A person can tell if you really love yourself. why are you putting this on another person when you can't even love yourself?
Because that's what I was going to say. Like, some people don't even know what they like. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the easiest things to do should be for you to be able to talk about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody asks me what my favorite shit is, like, I can rattle that shit off and no problem for real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some people don't know themselves. They just like, well, I guess. Well, I know. I don't know. What the fuck is you? Is you? You don't
right.
know about you?
Right. You know, they be acting like somebody's asking, well, what restaurant are you going to eat at tonight? No, that's what you say you don't know. Not when he comes to yourself. That's just like, okay, prime example. People can have a list down to the ashy knees about what type of woman or man that they want in their life. Okay? Have a whole list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But ask them, well, what are you bringing to the table?
Mm.
It'd be crickets. It's a, they'll say some things, and I'm like, well, that's only five things to your 35. So what can you bring to the table? You have all these high demands about what you want and what you don't want in someone else, but what are you bringing? What makes you worthwhile? You will be surprised how many people I ask that, and they just be stumped. And I'm sitting here like, are you having problems? It's like, yeah, a little bit. How are you having problems telling me about you?
How am I supposed to tell you how to feel about you, simple bitch? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand.
And you're right. You're talking about yourself. It should come off your lips like water. And, you know, that that says a lot about you, because a lot of people don't know themselves at all. Or, you know, they used to know themselves, and they think because they got into a relationship that that's the end-all. It's like, no. Just because you're with someone does not mean you
like, well,
we
like, I didn't ask you what John liked. I asked you what you like. What do you like?
Okay, this is not coming to American, okay?
Well, we like.
Okay.
No. That's not what I asked you. What do you like?
Exactly. And it's just like, why do you feel like because you're in a relationship that you're supposed to end everything that makes you you? Because I don't care what relationship I get in. I had a life before you came around. So that means I'm going to hang out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go on girls' trips. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go and do the personal things that I like to do for myself. I'm going to keep doing that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Nobody's saying that you are not in the equation, but I'm not losing myself in you. I'm not going to lose myself, because if we break up, you would never hear me say, oh, my God, I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know. No. Why do y'all always
but those
do
things,
that?
Those things can really sometimes help you, like when you take yourself on dates, when you go out and get frozen yogurt by yourself. But you lay there and watch everything that you want to watch for a fucking day. You know what I'm saying? But you go on your girls' trips or your boys' trips and stuff like that. Those things are good for self-love and self-care, too, for real. Because sometimes you might just need to just be around some other people like yourself. You know what I mean?
Yes. Believe me. Especially when I was in Georgia, I'd be like, Bessie, I'll be right there. I need to get the hell away.
Because I'm like, I'm an introvert, so I don't mind being alone. But it's like, but I'll tell people that, like, hey, You know, I'm not trying to be antisocial or nothing. But I'm good right here. I'm chilling right here. Like, okay, your mama coming through? All right, I'll come speak. But I'm going to be right here. I'm telling you, because sometimes that is my self-care and my self-love. Like, just being able to watch everything that I want to watch by myself with nobody bothering me, asking me questions, nothing like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You know, I'm definitely, I'm a situational
But
person.
I know myself so well. I know that much about myself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know,
I know that that's a part of my necessities. That's a part of my let me breathe and get my shit together type. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I will say, okay, if I'm with you and you tell me something that specifically that you like, and I start doing that, because at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, I could do that for you. I could do that for you. Later on down the line, don't stop complaining to me about that shit, bitch. I'm doing this because that's what you asked me to do. That wasn't one of the things to do, but I'm compromising. Don't try to make it, try to put it on me like that was my idea. Okay? Because that's what we're not going to do. It was, I'm so serious. I was like, that is one way to piss me off. I don't try to make it seem like it was me. This is what you wanted. And you asked me, did I mind? And I said, no, I don't. You know, it's a little different for me, but I don't mind. Okay? Don't come back months later talking about, we don't always got to do this. I'm like, heck, that's what you wanted. You know what? Mm-mm.
That's what you got, for the church finger up. Mm-mm. I'm down there.
I'm mad you know that. I had my finger up too.
Like, you got that though. What you got that?
You know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know. Nobody's ever worth you losing yourself out of the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Nobody's is never worth you losing who you are. You know what I mean? It's
ever.
Seriously, it's like, that's alarming to me. Just because you're in a relationship, that does not mean is who you are. Like, people be taking that whole, oh, we are one stuff. They be thinking that's too literal. Okay? No. No, that's not what that means. That's not what that's about.
Like, I don't think they meant it that way, sugar. Okay.
No, they did not mean.
We gonna keep
way.
You listening in prayer. No. All right.
Yeah. No, that is not what the hell they mean. No. Okay.
It's okay, Sugarfoot.
Is that what they talking about when they say that y'all are one in a relationship? That don't mean you just, no. You don't become their damn clone, no. Okay?
I wish my mom would.
Like, because if I don't like something, I don't like it. I don't give a damn if you like it. That's good for you. That's the shit I'm just not going to do. And it's okay.
When did you become a group effort? Okay.
Okay, because. Okay. I can tell you right now, if I give it to somebody, they're like, oh, I love camping. Well, you know what? You let me know how your trip was. Because if you want chicks and shit eating on your ass, that is on you. But my ass is not going to no woods. I'm not sleeping in nobody's cabin. And I'm not sleeping on no damn ground that every animal that pissed the shit on. No. No. Okay. If you want me near, you know what? I'll be at the hotel up the road, okay?
That nigga said, 'cause I still got to beat my face, bitch. I don't know about y'all.
Okay. okay, because it's not a damn thing natural about me.
That nigga said, I ain't got no mirror. I can't fix my hair right. I need to make sure I'm good. The part should be on the side, ma'am. What the hell?
Okay. I got these nails. You want me to do what?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'd be like, man, okay, that don't sound like a good idea for my life. You know what I'm saying? If that's on your bucket list, that's great, But I love myself enough to not jump out nobody's plane. But you got that, though. I'm going to be on the ground cheering you on.
You
got it.
Okay. Like, baby. And that's another thing I want people to stop doing. Okay. When that person started talking to you, they saw what you look like, what your aesthetic is, all of that. Don't let that person change who you are because you want to be with them, okay?
Mm-mm.
Okay? I can't stand that. Let me tell you something. This is so many lesbians that try to talk to me, and, you know, they're natural. Kudos to you. Whatever floats your boat, okay? Now, you know, good damn well, when you see my pictures, my face is beat. Okay, I got a sew-in, or I got a lace front, okay? I got my nails, okay? The only thing real on my ass is my damn body. That's it, okay? Everything
I'm done
else, everything else is they the sucker.
Mm-mm.
Don't be starting talking to me and you talking about some, I like my women natural. You need to find your ass a natural bitch and get the fuck up off my dead page, okay? Because ain't shit. I don't sit here. I don't wear my natural hair, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The only time you will not see me in makeup is my ass is not going nowhere. You just so happen to catch my ass on FaceTime. And I'm like, and I tell you, man, you lucky. You're lucky I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't look a mess for no damn body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't come to me with that stupid shit. You think because, we vibing, then you want to talk about, but you know, can you, like, do more of a natural thing? Can you naturally get the fuck about my face?
Like, ma'am, you're wasting my time, ma'am.
Okay, I'm be like, let me ask you a question. What? Does it look like I'm natural when you looked at my pictures? When you saw me on FaceTime, did it look like I'm natural? No. Did that stop you from talking to me? No. So what the fuck are you talking to me about this natural shit? Do you see me sitting here telling you your face looks a little ashy, a little pale? You need some color. Put some makeup on. Did you see me do that to you? No, I let you be yourself, okay?
Mm-mm.
Okay? I don't do none of that type of stuff to you. I let you be. Okay? Even though I could sit there in my head and think your eyebrows need a little bit more of a plucking and a shape, but I don't say nothing to you. I let you be great. Okay? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, don't be changing because somebody, because you want to sit there and be with somebody. No. Be yourself. You know?
Mm-mm.
Because unless it's something that's really going to help you, like, it's just like, all right, like, you know, I see, like, every other day, you know, every time I ask you what you eat, you talking about a bag of chips. It's like, listen. I'm not trying to tell you what to eat. I'm just looking out for your high blood pressure and your cholesterol, okay?
If you don't get the fuck, I can't.
Now, if it's something not like, it's something like that, say it. Or if you say, you know what, last time we was on FaceTime, I seen you had a bullet hole in your shirt.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That ain't the first time I seen, you know, a bullet hole here or there. You know what I mean? You know. I don't know what your budget is, but come on, we can do some bargain shopping. We will get you fixed up, okay? Now, that type of shit I can understand, okay? Because I'm sorry, I can't. Mm-mm. If you look like who done did in a while, I'm be like, you need to go back in that closet and you need to try it again. Mm-mm. Okay.
I'm just like, mm-mm. I can't, because I can't, now I've been in a situation where I've been in a relationship where I felt like, not that I really lost myself, but that I made a lot of sacrifices. You know what I'm saying? As far as like.
You talk about that one. You talk about that one.
As far as like friendships. And things of that
mm-hmm.
nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like when I look back on how things ended and like where I was at that time in my life, I do think that the decisions that I made weren't necessarily me losing myself, but I definitely did shed some more layers of my onion, and I did
mm-hmm.
I did peel back a lot of layers of that, and I conquered a lot of my fears, and I
okay.
didn't even realize it.
Mhm. Well, that's a great thing, you know that.
Mhm.
That's great. You was able to self reflect, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I self reflect all the time. You know. I mean, just like I told you about, you know who, I said, you know what, I ain't gonna be rough on her. You know, because I'm just like, you know something, I'm starting to understand her a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just like. This is really teaching me patience, cause it's been a while. Damn, it's been a while.
Hmm.
It's gonna be.
Sometimes you gotta be a little delicate now, just a little delicate.
You know, it's gonna be a year.
Uh huh.
Wow, it's gonna be a year. And, you know, I'm just like, okay, you know, I'm starting to, I got this. I ain't gonna do what I normally do. I'm gonna try my damnedest. Okay, but it's like... It's worth it. I just got to keep telling myself it's worth it.
I was like, damn it, she done went off. God damn it. All right, then we just discussed this. This is not what we're going to do, okay? What happened?
That monster came out of me. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I started thinking about shit, and I'll be like, you know what? Fuck this.
Hmm.
But you know what? It's all good. I mean, like, I feel like a person should do something for themselves at least once a day.
Mhm.
And I don't care how small or how big it is. You know.
Bitch, if you want Cheerios, you eat Cheerios, bitch. Okay? It don't matter if everybody else wants some goddamn, but some motherfucking oatmeal. You fucking make you some goddamn Cheerios.
And honestly, you know something? You know what I realized? And, you know, a good friend of mine, you know something, I realized that I honestly had to let her be. Because in the end of the day, I know she didn't like what I said, but it was the truth. And I'm the type of person, if I see you doing the same thing you was doing in your last situation, it's like, what have you learned? What was the point of getting out of the situation you was in? And I told her, I said, you need to learn how to love yourself more and stop putting other people before you. Why are you appeasing to other people wants and needs if that's really not what you want? It's mm-hmm. like, why are you volunteering being a doormat?
Mm-mm.
It's seriously, anytime you sit there and you always appease to other people and you always ignore how you feel about something or what it is that you want to do, you become a doormat.
But not even that. It's like when you don't speak up for yourself and you don't advocate for yourself and you just take blow after blow and they're just punching the shit out of you with life and shit, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, you get to the point where you grown and you look back and you're like, damn, what the fuck have I really accomplished? Because I started this, but I stopped because this happened. Then I started this, mm-hmm. and I stopped this because this happened. When are you going to finish something? When are you going to actually be able to celebrate something that you did, that you wanted?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? No. Like, fuck everything else. Like, when you're trying to do something for you, everything is going to happen. Everything that you could possibly imagine that you don't want to happen is going to happen when you're trying to accomplish something. Because that's it. Nothing mm-hmm. is going to be coming to you easily. Everything is going to be a challenge, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
all those things are just distractions to see if you're going to actually let it stop you or if you're going to push it through. And it keeps happening to you because you keep doing the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do it different and you have a different outcome and you try something else, look how things would change for real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to keep happening yeah. because you finally accomplished that one thing.
You know, yeah, because I know everything that I've accomplished, you know, I did. I felt like I was on an episode of that, oh, that show called Wipeout. I damn sure was. My ass was getting knocked over. I'm trying to leap over hurdles. She just knocked my ass out. Just knocked the wind out my ass. But you know something? I sat there and I said, you know what? Let me sit down real quick. Let me get my breath. And you know something? I'm going to do what I need to do to get it done and get it finished. You know, anything that's comes easy to you, you're never going to appreciate it.
Mm-mm.
You're never going to appreciate it because you didn't have to go through anything to get it. It's mm-hmm. honestly when you really have to sweat blood, sweat and tears, it's the only time you're ever going to appreciate what you have. And when you accomplish it, let me tell you something, nobody can ever take it from you. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
They can never take it from you. They want, but at the end of the day, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so but you know, when you are trying to accomplish something and you fall down, it really is a true test to see if you have the will, the true will to do it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no doubt,
it really does. You know, it's going to.
Sometimes you
got to
push yourself just a little bit harder. You got to go just a little bit harder sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got it turned up. You turned up the heat, but you ain't turned it up. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to just go in for real. Like, you can't be mediocre. Can't be mediocre.
Mm-mm. Because
there's 20 other people. There's 20 other people in front of you that's going hard. You know what I'm saying? So you can't be mm-hmm. mediocre and be in the front. Nah. You got to turn it up for real. Whether it's, you know what I'm saying, whether it's going after a job, whether it's saving money to go on your dream vacation, whether it's your dream wedding, whatever it is, like, you got to just go hard and make sure that you get it for real.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else is going to do that for you.
Mm-mm. You know, and Because, you know, I know this time I see people, I'm like, this motherfucker is simple as hell. But they're getting it, though. While you sitting around being scared, they just say, fuck it. And it's just like, look who they are, just because they said, fuck it. You know. And, you know,
it ain't for everybody.
You right about that. It ain't meant for everybody. But, you know, sometimes you do. Hell, I had to tell myself that today. I said, you know something? Brittany, you need to stop your stupid shit, okay? And I did. I told myself, I said, bitch, you done been through some shit, okay? And you still came out on top. So why you being a scary bitch? And, you know, this is exactly how I talk to myself. Why you being a scary bitch?
Because I'm telling you, like, if it hadn't been for some of the shit that I'd have been through, man, I'm trying to tell you, like, so many people could not walk a mile in my shoes. Some people couldn't walk a fucking quarter of a mile in my shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And get through half the shit that I've gotten through. But motherfuckers really be complaining about, like, my new ass shit. What you complaining for, my nigga? Like, shut the fuck up, for real. Like, seriously,
no,
you complaining over that shit? You mad over that.
Right. Believe me, you know something. And sometimes, you know, when people, I really feel like if people hurt our sins, they'd be like, really? Let me tell you something. I don't harp on stuff because I just don't. Shit happens. That is life. I talk about it once, and that's it. I go about my day because there's no point on dwelling on something because it's not going to change anything. You know, it's about what are you doing now? What are you doing after it happens? How are you overcoming this? That's what a person want to hear. Nobody want to hear you acting like a victim 24/7. You know what I mean? It's about what are you doing now? What have you done? How can you show that you can show somebody else that they can get through it? You know what I mean?
What you say? Where's your triumph story? Where's your triumph story? Yay! Where's your triumph story? Yay! Wait, at what point did you overcome? When did you get through it, bitch? When did you walk to the motherfucking end of the goddamn fire, bitch? When did you get there?
Okay. I was dead ass serious that day. I was just like, yeah.
When the fuck did you fall out after you got through it, bitch? When did that happen?
Okay. Because let me tell you something.
Right? Stop, look, here it goes. Stop breaking down because you didn't make it, bitch, and make it so you can break down. Hallelujah. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
There you go. There it goes.
Okay. Because let me tell you something, you never know a person's story. You will never know what somebody been through. You know what I mean? And believe me, there's going to be somebody out there that got it worse than you do. And it's like, and if they can fucking make it through, what is stopping you? Stop being in your comfort zone or playing the victim and do something about it. Seriously. Okay? I'm just speaking from experience. People be sitting here like, oh, I have a reason to cry. Don't fuck, I don't. What the fuck I'm crying for?
Okay.
I don't need you to feel sorry for me. I don't want you to feel sorry for me. Hell, I don't feel sorry for me. So why the hell would I want you to feel sorry for me?
There you go.
I don't need your all. I need your wow. Because you know why? I'm pushing the fuck through.
Okay.
I'd rather get a wow than an all. Fuck an all. All is for babies.
I'm
about
to be like,
okay?
Nigga, I don't know how the fuck you doing it, nigga, but you doing it. I sure am, bitch. And is.
Okay. All
Let me
learn
you real quick.
I want
Let me learn you. Let me learn you real
What's
quick.
Up? Okay. Seriously, like dead ass, like. When you get through something, that's when you really prove to yourself how strong you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you are able to get through it, that's when you know you really show yourself how strong you are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want people, you know, just because you brought up about the triumph, I stop sitting here talking about what other people see in you. Bitch, what do you see in you? If you don't see what's in you, how the hell you expect somebody else to?
Sometimes you just gotta. Some people just be like so stuck on the negative shit that they can't see the good in a situation. Or they be so stuck in their fucking ways that they just, the littlest thing, the littlest part of change is like the end of the fucking world, like for real. You know, it's people that can't really be in committed relationships because a person fucking leaves the cap off the toothpaste or some bullshit like that. So they're like, oh, I can't be with her because she don't fucking put the cap back on the toothpaste when she done. And that's how I do shit at my house. Nigga. What? I'm going to need you to have all the seats, like all of them. And you need to go talk to somebody because that's not cool, okay? That's not cool. Like, what the fuck? I don't understand people. I really don't. I don't know.
Well,
but we got 4 minutes left. Well, 4.5, okay. Somewhere around that area. 4.5 minutes left. We appreciate y'all for listening, especially for everybody that just kind of just to hear us just kind of preach and get some things off our chest and everything. We appreciate it.
Okay.
And I'm about to get down with this food. Ooh, I can't wait to eat once I'm finished. But, y'all can follow us on all social media platforms at just search Hate It or Love It Show. We're on Facebook and Instagram. You should be able to Google it and find both of those pages there until we get our website up.
Yes.
Y'all can find our personal pages through our Instagram. We've tagged ourselves there. The next show, we're kind of going to get into some politics and stuff. We have somebody coming through to talk about some things that directly affect us in our community. So we're going to go ahead and start getting that together as well. So that should be a good show just so we can kind of figure out some things. Because I know some things in different places that I'm not aware of, and I definitely would like to know some of the things that could potentially be at risk as far as our rights and things of that nature. So definitely want to can't wait to get into that show. The rest of the year, like I said, we have some pretty dope people coming through, so I'm just ready. I'm just ready for real. But we appreciate y'all. We're going to go out with a song. Did you have anything else that you had to say before I go ahead and pull up a song for us to go out to?
Yes. Just love yourself. Mm-hmm. Love comes from within, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna quote RuPaul. If you don't love yourself, how the hell you expect someone else? Can I get a hallelujah? Okay.
Hallelujah. Yes. All right.
Okay.
All right, Sandra. All right, so I guess we're going to go out to some Young MA. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We're talking politics when we come back. So we will talk to y'all then.
Yo, you know what it is.
Man.
It's that boy Punch.
These niggas
sleeping
on me. And
we here for Young MA right now.
I'm trying to figure out
you
why these niggas sleeping on me, man. I think they scared.
Oh, they been scared.
Yo, bro, I think they scared, son.
Yeah, I think they scared.
See, the world need to get ready. Time is
now.
I'm
coming, man. I'm coming.
Yo, Brooklyn, stand up.
I don't care what y'all niggas
y'all
talking
ain't got
about.
No more chance
I don't
to eat.
Care. I'm
to play
coming
down.
For that
the
ass.
Pause.
It's Young M.A., nigga.
Yo, M.A.,
Brooklyn.
It's Red Life, right?
Huh?
So I've been told I'm the hottest in New York. Yeah. You believe that, ma? Yeah, nigga, what you thought? And I ain't even signed yet.
Huh?
And Flex said, where you behind
where
that?
You
never hitting. All the shit that I'm spitting been invented. Songs been written. Shows been did it. The booth been in it. Damn, I feel offended.
Damn.
And now I'm known from Atlantic to the Pacific. This is just me. I ain't trying to be different. That's the problem with the game. Everybody's something they isn't.
Yeah.
My goal is the business. Fuck seven digits.
Fuck.
I'm just trying to do what my brother didn't.
Right.
I love you, nigga. The pain deep. I can feel it in my stomach, nigga. But that's the pain and the hunger, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm from the jungle. To feel success, you gotta struggle. To get where I'm at, I had to hustle.
Yeah.
That's why I'm humble. I had to cry. I had to hurt. I was at my worst. Mama wonder why I never liked to wear a skirt. Or wear purse. I tried to be girly once, but fortunately it didn't work. I'm coming up, something like a hiccup burp. You running up, see, that's gonna get you hitting murk. You trying to fuck, cause I can see me in a skirt. Double cup, sipping on a Henny, blowing perp. Ring, ring, the labels calling. Okay, so let's see what these labels talking. You trying to get the fortune, we trying to build the corporate. Then the corporate the fortune. If it ain't what we talking, then it ain't important. I'm out your office, I'm off it.
I'm out.
In other words, don't buy it if you can't afford it. I keep telling these niggas I got an old soul. Squad dressed in all red like a cold nose. It's red life, yeah, the bros and the hoes know. Red bone pussy looking like rose gold. Then I make a turn around like a closed road. Tell her lean that body over like an old road. Watch looking like something, not a cold stone. Gold plated white diamonds, yeah, them cold stones. Frog bites in my chain like cold toes. Icebox for a heart, I got a cold soul. So tell them guys don't fuck with me. I'm here now, motherfucker, now you stuck with me. My goon stay with that metal like a cutlery. We sucker free, you a wannabe, you under me. This rap shit, this is fun to me. That show money ain't enough for me. You rap guys got lunch to me. These thought hoes just a fuck to me. Just a and a nut to me. It's M.A., nigga. I'm coming. Yo, bro, I told these niggas I'm coming, man. They been sleeping, man. Wake the fuck up.
Wake your ass.
It's Brooklyn. It's red life. 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 Huh? It's red life. Huh? Huh?